Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
They got this great big 3 or 4, 6 page document. At the top it says IRS. And they say, just sign it. I sign it as the authority president and pastor of Pace Assembly. Not because that there isn't the potential for problems, but I look behind me. And when I sign my name behind me, just look behind you right now. I said, look behind you. Some of y'all are looking straight ahead. Look behind you. You know what's backing me up? Whenever I say the name of Jesus, the IRS has to say, what? Reverend Joseph A. Rogers, I might as well write out there at the end, and Jesus too. Because when it all is said and done, my dear friend, whether I'm in prison or preaching before you, Jesus has got my back. I know him by name. Oh, I wish I had somebody who would help me preach in this Holy Ghost house. If you don't know his name, just sit there. But if you know that you know that you know. My God, I remember the old saints of heaven. When they got through praying everything they knew how to pray, they just said, Jesus, 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 Jesus on the platform, Jesus on my money, Jesus at my house, Jesus in my mind, G-G-G-G. I want you to know Joey won't get it, but Jesus knows how to handle it. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Come on, Jesus, and break up the fallow ground. Come on, Jesus, and heal the brokenhearted. Come on, Jesus, and show your mighty self. Throw your heavyweight around in the room. You're the highly super exalted God. Ain't nobody else but you. And so, come to my conclusion, because God has highly exalted him and given him a name, and because I identify with Christ and he's authorized me to say his name, you got to be careful. Walk out there throwing the name of Jesus around. The seven sons of Sceva showed up because they had been to Bible school and seminary. And showed up and said, we're going to cast the devil out. Well, you might cast out one of these 21st century little play devils, but you ain't going to cast one out that's been belched up out of hell. They showed up and said, let's try on this stuff. They said, we adjure you, watch out. You better take the tag off of your car if it says Pace Assembly. You driving down the road with your Michelob in hand. You better take it off. God ain't in there with you in spirits. Come on, somebody. Come on now. Come on. Come on. Come on. Don't hold your hand out the window like that right there. You better come on and know the man who's able to deliver all of that. Oh, I know. I didn't pick on too many of you. Let me go ahead and say this. Don't you be a lying spirit to somebody else and then claim you know Jesus. Jesus don't lie. Y'all better hear what I said. I said, Jesus don't lie. That means you don't lie if you identify with him. Jesus don't cheat. He went all the way to the cross. Ooh, this world is about to give themselves an education. Hey, this world thinks right now that Jesus is somewhere outdated. Listen to me. There's all this cancel culture going on. They want to cancel out Roosevelt. They want to cancel out Lincoln. They want to cancel out Washington. They want to cancel out everything. I got news for you. You can't cancel the name of Jesus. As long as the church will name the name of the Lord, you can't cancel it. The only one that can hold it back from being said is those that know the Lord. Somebody shout Jesus. Seven sons of Sceva said, we cast this devil out. They said, we adjure you in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches. Well, that demon said, I've been to Paul's revival. I know what he preaches like. He's got authority. Let me break it down for you. He's got authority because he knows the root word of authority. He knows the author. That's right. You're preaching with me now. I know the author. And he is the author and the finisher. My faith, they said, well, we don't know who you are. And they jumped on him, stripped him down, and sent him running down the road. Whenever the time came for the power of God to be manifest, Jesus comes down off the Mount of Transfiguration. Three of the A-team, Peter, James, and John, the B-team down there, and they try to cast out, wrestle with the boy. He's been casting himself into the fire and into the water, trying to kill him. The old demon spirit was there. Jesus said, the reason why you're not casting this out is because of the lack of your faith and fasting and prayer to prepare yourself. Don't think you can fast and pray enough to get God's power. You got to know him, because when I speak his name, something's going to happen. I don't think you heard what I said. I said, don't you open your mouth and use the name of Jesus and think something ain't going to happen. Pastor, what about my... I was on the phone yesterday with a preacher. He said, pray for me, my family. I'm telling you, my boy is turned over. He said he believes himself to be something of an alternative lifestyle. I said, let me tell you, you just keep on speaking the name of Jesus over that boy. I can assure you he's going to come back in his right mind, because I laid him on the altar and said, Jesus. He heard Jesus when he got up in the morning. He heard Jesus in the middle of the day. And when he got home, we weren't talking about everybody, we just spoke the name of Jesus. Cast the devil out of the boy. Come on, somebody. Let me bring you to where we are right now. Let me bring you to where we are right now. Peter and John were out there, walked up on the man of the gate beautiful. They said, look on us. Silver and gold we don't have, but such. Ask your neighbor, have you got some such? That's what I want to know. If you ain't got no such, I might have to move from here. I might have to slide down the pew, because if you ain't got no such, I ain't got time in the hour we're in. I got problems over problems, and the world is going to hell in a handbasket. But if two of us can agree as touching any one thing, it's... He said, in the name of Jesus, rise and walk. The man got up and disturbed the whole church service. Catholics started jumping out of windows, and Pentecostals started running for the cover, because something had happened that everybody walked past every Sunday morning, but nobody had any authority to say the name of Jesus and rise the man up. Now, let me tell you, because when they got through with that, what a mighty miracle. Revival came. Oh, no. Arrest came. So they took the Canadian pastor a few weeks ago, hauled him off in shackles because he dared to defy the name of the Canadian government. We are the final authority. They put fence. fences around the man's church and defied the congregation to come in. Now, if you don't think we're living in Acts chapter 3 and chapter 4, where they arrested Peter and John and say, "We adjure you, Pace Assembly, don't you speak that name no more on your job. It's not politically correct." Can I tell you something? I'd rather be right than politically correct. I think I'm preaching this morning. Are you going to help me close this thing this morning? They put the man in jail and had to release him a few days ago. You better get ready, because the cancel culture and all kinds of demon spirits have been unleashed on this earth. And those that are in the power seats today are letting the devil have his way, because they themselves are possessed by a spirit that comes from hell. Oh, God. But when Peter and John walked into the courtroom and they said, "We command you, don't you speak the name of Jesus at this football game. Don't you speak the name of Jesus on your job. We cancel the name of Jesus." They said, whether it's, oh, you better get ready. You should write this in your Bible. You're going to need to use it soon. Whether it's right for you or not, we don't know. But as for us, we cannot speak but of those things that we have seen and heard. And the Bible said the next morning they had to let them go, and they stepped right out and said, they started preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ all over again. Hey, Pace Assembly, you better be ready and not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation. Please understand, when Jesus speaks his name, the Bible says that in heaven, it gets their attention. On earth, it gets their attention. Under the earth, it gets their attention, because there's coming a day, any second now, any moment, where every knee. Oh, my God. Bless God, I won't bow. I won't bow. Oh, think of the famous and infamous names. Hitler said, "I'm God and I won't bow." Well, God's holding him in the abyss by the chains of hell with his brother Stalin, Mussolini, Judas, and every other tyrant that's ever been. Think of the names of the presidents that you love. Those that were famous. I think about preachers. We don't want to talk about preachers, because all the media wants to show you is those that have fallen. But can I tell you, there's 1,000? Oh, God said to Elijah, "I got 7,000 preachers that haven't been a knee to the devil." You're not in this by yourself. The national media would tell you you're all alone, you're the minority, and Christianity's going out of style, but the devil is a liar. Jesus is coming back for a church that's on fire and filled with the same Holy Ghost Pentecostal spirit. I think about preachers that stood in this pulpit. You wouldn't remember the name of Clendenin or Smith Wigglesworth. They just laugh at him. But he took a man with kidney stones and shoved him up against the wall and punched him in the belly. And the man walked away by the power of God, healed in the anointing of God. They want to mock the Jesus that heals and say he don't do it again. If it's true, where is it? I came to tell you, Jesus has not stopped saving, and Jesus has not stopped healing. I submit to you, the church has stopped believing that Jesus is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. I say, let's have a revival of trusting and believing in the name of Jesus.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you and help you in your walk with the Lord. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org. revive.org, and we'll be glad to get you the information. Or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and we'll be glad to correspond with you. We want to thank you for joining us each day at this same time, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.